This time on Morning Espresso with Daniel. I'm going to tell you how I got started in web design. Note to check out my previous podcast episode 0. Today, we will be discussing now what. You have made the leap, but now what are you going to do? Hey, I'm Daniel Swain, let's make things happen. Now what? You have taken the plunge into the freelancer world. Not what does that mean? You no longer have a boss or 8-to-5 position. You are your own boss. It can be very scary when you think about it. Let me give you a few pointers. Do not do what I did in terms of my early mistakes. Now that you are a business, you must think and act like a business. That means you will need to hire a couple of professions. At least that would be my recommendation. There are plenty of resources on the internet with regards to DIY, do it yourself. I would not go that route, but it is up to you. First thing that I would recommend is to hire a certified public accountant or CPA. And CPA can help you establish your type of business. Is it a limited liability corporation or LLC? Is it a sole entrepreneur? Is it a corporation? CPA can provide you with all the different types of ways to incorporate your business and should be able to provide or file all the necessary paperwork. You will need this paperwork to open a business bank account. Yes, you will need a business bank account. This will keep all your business and personal affairs separate. Next thing that I would recommend is to hire an attorney. An attorney can help you with contract language. You will need to forward a contract for all services rendered to protect you and your future client. I would recommend giving your attorney about $1,000 as a retainer. Just in case, you need to have an attorney with regards to your business. Find you a good business or contract attorney, you might need to send someone an attorney collection letter. You might receive an attorney collection letter and need to respond. If you have a retainer and relationship, then it is always good to not have to find an attorney at the last minute. Find you a good insurance agent. You will need to have your business property insured. You will need to have liability insurance. This is just in case you need to file a claim. Maybe something did not go as planned with the project. Maybe your work equipment was taken or stolen. These resources are invaluable. Thanks for listening, I'm Daniel Swain with Morning Espresso. If you're looking to find out how creative-minded people survive, then check out our podcast beginning with episode 0, There's No Better Time Than the Present. This podcast was sponsored by the good folks at WP Sapedi, your number one WordPress support solution. Check out my guys at sapedi.org and tell them that Daniel sent you.